All right, you're very welcome back to Dr. Croak. Sean Boylan is still with us on stage. Kieran Donaghy here as well. And Darren O'Sullivan and Pat O'Shea have rejoined us because we want to look ahead to the weekend, the final round of fixtures in the Super Eights. And well, I guess we should really start on Kerry up against Meath. There's not a lot of talk about this game. Everyone's looking forward to Mayo against Donegal, almost an assumption because Meath are mathematically out of it, that Kerry are just going to get up there and do the job. But Meath and Navan, Sean?
I'd say if Kerry could get another draw, they'd be happy, you know what I mean?
Are you giving Meath any chances? Like, everybody look, writing them off, nothing to play for?
The day you don't give yourself a chance, I suppose the day you shouldn't be there. And you always have to go feeling that you can, no matter what way things go, that you have a chance, that something you can change things around. And having played inter-county hurling for 21 years with Meath, and having won two National League Division 2, and having been beaten by Kilkenny one day by 33 points, and some of the lads saying to us coming off the pitch, geez, we weren't so bad. Listen, we're shite. But you still could go out in the morning and try and improve. And the Meath team have come on an awful lot, even for the team that played down here against Kerry in a challenge match. And it's a strange thing when you lose that knowledge of how to perform or how to win or whatever it is. It takes a long time for that to come back. And delighted to be back up in Division 1, delighted to get the Super 8s. But I would hate to think that we'd just be contented to do that without wanting to get a win in Park Thornton on Saturday. I know it's a huge ask. It's a massive ask because your boys, they are the aristocrats. There's no question in the world about that.
There is a freedom, though, as well for me than that. Like, they literally have nothing to lose.
Absolutely. And
that's dangerous to me.
I just love to see our lads throw caution to the wind and have a cut at it. You know what I mean? I think that there always was, when Meath were going well, there was a certain madness attached to them. You know, that you could always just make something happen. And I would just love to see that happening at the weekend. And if we win, it'd be out of this world. If we're beaten and we do that, rather than being negative, then I'd be the happiest man in the world.
Yeah. Darren, from a Kerry point of view, the manner of the victory over Mayo, I know you're going to say it was a hot day and Mayo were on the end of a long road and try and play it down, but like the manner of their forward play that day, and like you spoke about the forwards you played with, and like how long are we seeing that forward line already of Ganey and Clifford and Sean O'Shea and all these players? Are you seeing them at their peak already? The way they've clicked, do you look at the runs and think these guys are on a wavelength that like it's just going to flourish this season already? It's not a matter of a couple of years?
No, I think they're only starting out, really. They're only just starting to understand each other. I think Stephen O'Brien, for me, is player of the year for him at the moment. Yeah. He's a fellow who's gone on leaps and bounds. Paul Ganey is only just starting his upward curve since that Mayo game. It was just starting to fall from the next game. Then he was better again against Donegal. Because for the first time in a long time, there's not as much focus on Ganey. It's David Clifford, it's Sean O'Shea, Stephen O'Brien is lifting. Not that they're forgetting about him, but you don't have that many, no team has that many good defenders, and you can't leave someone like Paul Ganey free, so he got a bit of freedom last year. I think this Kerry unit are only just starting, but I think a big change that they made, not much being said about, is Adrian Spillane coming in. I think, he has that kind of, that bit of old school about him, that he likes to rough and tumble, he likes to get in your face. He can play football, obviously, but if you want to go fighting and get in the needle, he'll do that. And that allowed David to lord the skies against Mayo because he didn't have to get involved in that stuff. So in terms of the forwards, I think they're only just starting. They're only just starting to find that understanding. So it's exciting. I'm hoping that it's another step in the right direction now in the weekend and we can get ready for the following weekend.
Like the day against Cork with the win, right? They were shocking nice though, weren't they? Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like those things.
You know, that's like, the one thing that I would have feared for Kerry at the time. Peter, too nice, you know.
Peter made great changes. I talk going into the Mayo game. Like he brought in fellas who have that bit of
edge.
Bit of an edge, yeah. Fellas who don't mind getting down and dirty, I suppose. And that's you need
that. That tone was set by Dave and Adrian Spillane in the middle of the field at the start of the game. Like you know.
Yeah.
Like it's so crucial that you're at that kind of a pitch for it. And I'd love to see Kerry come out and be at that stuff in the middle of the field against Meath. If I saw that at the start of the game, the next day I'd have no concerns about the game. But to try and get, that's why Dublin are so good. They have that level of edge and nastiness all the time. Johnny Hooper against Roscommon running down grabbing Cox in the headlock and kind of slinging him onto the ground. They were up 15 points, I think, with about 7 minutes to go. You know, and I'm looking at them going, they do not want to give an inch. You know, like, us and our pump would have never have gone on with that because we'd just be a scrunch. So game is over at this stage. It felt like I'd do something awful to you and you wouldn't react. But they just have that constant edge, and that's something that, you know, we were short on last year against Galway.
And can you learn that? I think it has to be younger players learn that.
I think they can. If it's kind of, if you're Pat O'Shea or you're Sean Boylan says, I want a bit of edge here today, lads. I want controlled aggression. You saw it in Kilkenny last week. Kilkenny were just manic aggressive from the first minute, and no matter how good you are, if you're met with that kind of raw, as Sean said, a bit of madness, but in a way, Sean, that, you know, your boys wouldn't get away with some of the stuff they did these days, but, you know,
memory's not great.
I just praised your memory. But yeah, that kind of, you know, I just, you know, I'm hoping to see that out of Kerry on Sunday, to be honest. That's the only thing I want to see. I know their forwards are playing well. I know the defenders are doing a good job. I know we'll be solid enough in the middle of the field, but are we carrying that edge about us in the game that you say mightn't necessarily matter? But I think it's going to be an unbelievable occasion. I think the Mead people are going to come out in force. Kerry people have really got behind this team. If you look at the crowd that was over in Clarny, there was a big Kerry crowd above in Croke Park last day, which is needed. And I know there'll be hopefully a good crowd will go up and support this young team because the young team need a bit of support. And I think it'll be a cracking atmosphere. And I think it'll be a right good game. I think Kerry by 3 or 4, hopefully.
You mentioned Peter Keane. We should mention that because we're here with Super Value, he does own a Super Value in Killorglin. And he's very much like all these Kerry managers. He's front and centre every day, I'm sure, getting the reaction from the customers who are in, giving him the feedback, whether he likes it or not. And everyone will have an opinion on what Kerry should do this week, because 6-7 days later, there's another huge test coming down the line in either Dublin or Tyrone. Like, as a coach and as a manager, would you be going into this game in Port Talchin, taking nothing for granted, going out all guns blazing, or as part of you thinking the bigger challenge is a week later?
Momentum is everything this time of the year, and you have to be in a good frame of mind. So this weekend is huge for Kerry. I mean, I think that there's a mentality going around that we're qualified, which is not a nice place to be as a player and not a nice thing to be hearing as a management. You want to be going in there totally focused. I think it's a game, as you mentioned, about Mead. They have shackles off, they have nothing to lose, so they can go on and right have a go. They're going to play in front of their own supporters. A proud county, some exceptional players. Super 8s have been great for Mead, but we won't see that until next year because they'll really benefit from the 3 games they've got. But they're going to say, this is going to be a finish for their year, Kerry at home. You couldn't ask for better, unless it was Dublin, I'm assuming. But, I mean, this is as good as it's going to get. And I think it's a rocky one for Kerry. I think our forwards are in great shape. I think 122 against Mayo, 120 against Donegal. We're certainly not going to be having any issue in scoring. Some of the issues down the other side, obviously, you know, have been highlighted, but I think we're probably a bit better than what maybe the media is throwing us up as. What has been interesting in the last 2 games that we played, though, is we've played with Gavin White in the forward line, which has kind of given us a kind of a support, as in a kind of a seventh defender almost, which is unusual down this direction that we would do that kind of almost publicly, like. But it's worked because it's given, as Darren made the point, it's given a lot more space. We've attacked different angles. And as I said, we haven't had a problem scoring. But this weekend, Kerry need to win, because you just don't want to be going into following weekend with anything that you're questioning, particularly on a young team, as we've said. They're growing all the time and developing, and they're going and they're happy with where they are. So I expect professionalism. I expect us to do a really, really good job. And, you know, I fear for the boys in Mead. I hope Sean is rubbing a few more legs above there.
Darren, you've obviously seen your fair share of wonder kids in Kerry down through the years. Like, but what David Clifford is doing this year again, like, I know he's a bit of a freak, but with the level of expectation that's on him, to be able to go out week in, week out and put in the type of performance he is, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's hard to explain him, really, to be honest, because he is a very laid back character. He's a natural footballer, but he's a big lad too. Like, so if I'm a corner back, you're looking at him, you're going, how do you go up against him? Do I try and bully him? You're not going to have many corner backs that are going to be able to bully him, because he's physically big and strong. He has all the skill. He loves it. Like, I just don't know how you do go about something like that. The big thing for him is, like you said, there's a lot of hype. The important thing for him is that they build these relationships inside the dressing room. And like as Kieran said, sometimes you need to be brought down. And that's the only thing that's going to stop him fulfilling his potential if he can't keep the feet in the ground. But I've been
very impressed with the Meath full back line, Sean, and I was at the game above against Donegal and Ballybuffet.
Yeah.
And it's manful stuff. It's one-on-one. They're defending from the front. Yeah. They're brave. Yeah. They're cutting out angles. They're taking the chance of go on, try and put it over my head and make the pass harder.
Yeah.
They'll give. It'll be Kerry full forward line the next day. If they come out of that having performed well, having won the game, they'll take massive confidence into whoever they play in the semi-final.
We probably wouldn't have been the best up front at making things easier for our defenders.
Mm-hmm.
It is coming. It's probably a bit early, but they're learning, and you know, if they could do it for half an hour and maybe do it for another half an hour after that, I'd be very happy, you know what I mean?
We'll take you in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I
think there's no doubt that Meath were very impressive defensively against Dublin in the Leinster final.
Yeah.
Obviously their shot selection was probably questionable on the day. But Mickey Newman's a lass if he's not going to be playing from a scoring threat. But as I said, I think Meath are in bonus territory. You know, I think they're going to learn so much. For a team like me to get into the Super 8s is just huge.
And Division 1 next year.
And
if they could get away, and what they'll be saying, and you know what they're going to be saying in the dressing room, let's win this game. That'll have been a great year. Got to lose the final, did well against Dublin for the first half. And if they'd have chipped over them 4 points and went in, probably what they should have been, maybe 1-4 to 6 points would have been a fair score. Dublin should have got a goal. To be a point down after playing well. No, it worked out different than that, but I think they'll know themselves that we actually did well. We just didn't. We hit the post 4 or 5 times. We couldn't score. But I think they'll be marking. And I think the Kerry fellas will be smart enough to know that this is coming. This is going to be hostile. Meath people haven't had a game, Sean, kind of like this in Meath in a long time. Any of your big games have been on in Croke Park.
Yeah.
They all of a sudden, in their own backyard, Kerry will get plenty of it on Saturday night.
Cute tourism in full effect down here. I like it.
We can't say anything about that. Like, and that's thrown at us. But this is us honestly talking it. And stop doing the air thing every time.
I got to remember where I am. I totally believe everything you're telling me right now. you mentioned the Dubs there, and maybe the game against Tyrone is going to be again a certain amount of shadow boxing. But from Tyrone's point of view, this feels huge for them because you look at them in almost over the last decade. They win the games, Pat, that they're expected to win. But don't take a scalp. The games where it's really tough against, whether it's Kerry, Mayo, Dublin, they always seem to flatter to deceive. And if Jim Gavin does decide to rotate, there could be an opportunity there.
Absolutely. No, almost not easy. Tyrone are obviously, you know, up there with the best, but you're dead right. They haven't beaten one of the bigger teams because, Kieran alluded to a little bit earlier on, their system is designed to beat the mediocre teams and beat them comfortably. You're not getting a sniff. You know, they'll grind you down. They'll open you up. They'll professionally do the job on you. But when they get the top two or three teams, they just don't have the ammunition sometimes, and they don't have the will. So this year, they changed things up in the league, and they went man for man, and they got exposed bitterly at the back. Mm. Conceded a lot. So then they went into the championship, and they retracted back into Colm Cavanagh playing in the sweeper. And it's obviously been exceptionally successful. You know, got beaten by Donegal, but otherwise than that, you know, they've been impressive. And anybody they've played this year, so far, since, they've been impressive. They're going to see this as a massive scalp. If they beat Dublin, this is all about momentum shifts again, you know, and I think that, you know, there'll be plenty of talk in the meantime about whether they're going to take the foot off and play the weakened team and all that. I don't see that happening. I think this is their opportunity. I think the Dublin situation has got really, really interesting with the Dermot Connolly scenario in the background because, you know, if the scenario happened at club level, I think club players within that group would question it. You know, he hasn't played in the last 2 years. Mm. By all accounts, we feel that it was something either between himself and Jim about maybe the style that Jim wanted him to play or where he fitted in and all that. Last year he went to America. This year, obviously, he was going to America again for whatever reason. He didn't get there. Then decided, I'll go back and I'll play with Dublin. They're going for 5 in a row. Now, if that happened in a dressing room, I mean, you know, you would find a little bit of dissent within that group to go into a county as successful and as professional as what Dublin have done. For me, it's a small chink. Personally, I'm saying if there's something that a county is clinging to, if you're on that panel and he's jumping you to get game time, there's a question mark. If he's brought in and he's not getting game time, why bring him in the first place. So he has to be part of their plans. And within the last 2 years, he hasn't been. Now all of a sudden, we're 3 games to win in Ireland, and he may play on Sunday, he may not. It's going to be just in the background. It's going to be some show at some stage that will have to appear.
I know, say, when you think of Tyrone and the time Stephen O'Neill came back, Sean Kavanagh was saying in his book that they had a team meeting and there were those dissenting voices saying, well, wait a second, we've got us this far. And this is 3 weeks, I think, before an All-Ireland final,
yeah.
That somebody's going to miss out on the 15, somebody's going to miss out on the 26 and maybe miss out on getting a medal. But actually, as Kavanagh puts it, he stood up and realised the importance of Stephen O'Neill, that he hadn't just fecked off somewhere, he'd had his injuries, but also knew that everybody else's game plan would be a little bit easier because the focus of Stephen O'Neill when he's on the pitch, that suddenly, I think was it Mark O'Shea ended up marking mm-hmm. him and didn't go on Kavanagh, and he'd a bit more freedom and had this unbelievable game in 08. That there's no way Jim Gavin surely hasn't spoken to the players and that the senior players haven't put their hand up and thought, this is the best thing for us?
I wouldn't be sure. I would say my reading of, and I don't know the man, and I've only met him once or twice and very briefly, but like, I could see him and his management team making the call. It's the timing, and Pat is right, it's the timing for me that's an issue, is because he was on a plane to go, and now all of a sudden, no, I want to win an All-Ireland. And that's the issue. I think, like the Rory O'Carroll thing, he was away, he was working or doing whatever, he comes back, he's playing a bit of club football, he's in a bit longer.
But it's not as simple as him saying, I didn't get to go to America, I want to go back and win All-Ireland. Like, Jim Gavin makes the final decision. Jim Gavin obviously wanted him back.
Yeah, surely that conversation took place. Before any tickets were booked for America, that conversation took place last year. Now all of a sudden, you know, why is the timing, you know, so close to? And like for Jim Gavin has been unbelievable on how he's dealt with everything. He's just the ultimate consummate professional. And it's, you know, it kind of opens up a little bit of a window for, you know, is there a little bit of doubt? The word panic, I mean, why would you associate that with Dublin? Of course you're not, because they've been just trouncing through everybody, like, you know?
Like, Darren, you and we spoke about the role of the sub earlier, that actually maybe Jim Gavin has looked at the likes of Kevin McManaman, Paddy Andrews, any of the forwards who are there who aren't coming in and making the impact they once were. And yeah, somebody might lose out. Bernard Brogan may not be number 26 next time out because Jerry McConnelly's in and there'll be people pissed off. But he can also point to a league and championship campaign that they've got opportunities and they haven't taken them.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think your man might be playing a bit of a masterstroke because we're not hearing anything about the five in a row, because 2 weeks ago it was, or 3 weeks ago, it was Connolly's back. Last weekend it was Brogan's back in the panel after the cruise shit. All the attention's gone away from the All-Ireland, it's down to individuals. But I said at the start of the year, the only team that'll beat Dublin will be Dublin, and it'll be something like this, because everyone wants to be on the pitch. And you'd be guaranteed fellas are getting cranky inside there. Why is he back now? Like the lad said, why now? Like, you're guaranteed there's fellas fighting hard there to get on the 15, get on the 26. And if he gets on the 26 or the 15 ahead of someone, or he comes off the bench ahead of someone, the next night of training, that's when the little whispers will start happening amongst each other. And that's when the one thing they've always been is really well drilled. Everyone know their role. That's when fellas start going on a bit of a solo run. So it is a strange one. But like Pat said, I don't think they're bringing him back. They're bringing him back to play.
Yeah, and to give him credit and to give him a bit of a bailout, it's a no-win scenario for him. Because if you lose the five in a row and he didn't have Connolly, he'd be thrown at him forevermore. And yeah, he can answer it, and he can answer it, and he can answer it. But the bottom dollar is you've one of the best players in the country sitting above there. Mm-hmm. You had a beef, you couldn't sort it out. You lost the five in a row over it. It'd be thrown at him. Now he's in back. And if they lose it with him, it'll be, you shouldn't have brought him back. Mm. So it's a very hard one. But no, that's it. It's like the Mayo one. When Mayo lost, oh, they were tired. They played a load of weeks in a row. If they came down to Clarendon, it wouldn't be, oh, they were playing loads. Yeah. It happened last week. It happened in the two hurlings, I mean, the two Munster champions. Oh, they were off for 3 weeks. They had a big break. They were cold. The boys were playing away. They were grand. And it's always something that's going to... So it's a very tricky one for a management team. But really, it's the timing. I think if he was brought back in last January, nobody would ever question anything about it. It's just the timing of it. And there's probably a reason for that, and that'll all come out in the wash as well.
But what better place if you want to play him, see how he is, than against Tyrone?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the atmosphere? Level game, 10 minutes to go, and they bring on Jerry McConnelly. Oh, Magic.
I know there was a man give out about our fans calling them certain names a few weeks ago, but I tell you, O'Connell, he'd be lucky to get onto the pitch above and all.
Everyone won't get off.
There'd be fellas with hooks in his crowd.
I can't see Mickey showing his full hand for the very reasons that you said about they've had a hard 5 weeks and because of what's going to come the following week. And I think there'll be a lot of cat and mouse. It's going to be fascinating. And
would you bring Connolly back? If you were in Jim Gavin's position, would you have brought him back?
Saul Dunlop had told him with Meath going away. He mightn't see him anybody, but he was a very good player for Meath. And he's only on the Meath team but 6 months. And he decides to go on a world tour. And he comes back and he rings the manager and says he's back. And the manager says, great, come in, see you Tuesday night. If it was me, I'd say, listen, can't wait to see you playing for Blackhall again, see how you get on. Now, the problem that you have with the way the championship system is now, there's no club championships. So where do you see him playing? And I suppose that is difficult. And I think, Pat, you know, irrespective of what training session you have or what game plans you have, there's nothing like even an ordinary club match to bring you down to earth or to sort you out or whatever. So I think it's a ferocious. Would I bring him in? Dermot Connolly last year would have brought him in. I'm not so sure this year without seeing him play.
Yeah, we shall see. It'll be an interesting couple of weeks.
I would never doubt his ability, but that being able to sustain it, it's. I've seen so many players over the years that retired and they want to come back, and it's a really difficult thing. It's a really difficult thing.
Are you saying me and Donny, he shouldn't do it?
No, I think you were mad. I think you were mad. Play as long as ever you can. Henry said to me, Jesus Christ, Sean, what am I going to do if he's around the house all the time?
She was right. Yeah, he's not around the house. That's the problem, is it? Keeping him at home is the issue.
Yeah.
Just before we wrap, and I'm not just saying this as a Mayo man, but maybe the game that has the most intrigue is Mayo against Donegal in Castlebar. Oh. Winner takes all. Obviously, this is the Stephen Rochford factor. Pat, as the coach, is the Stephen Rochford factor being overblown in what he's done for Donegal?
I think it is. I think it's certainly there, but I don't know if his influence, you know, or his perceived influence is going to have a bearing on Sunday. I think it's just a sideshow. I think a bigger story is Paddy McBrearty, and if he's not playing, I think he'd be a bigger last, Donny. You're dead right. And I think that Mayo at home would have bit your hand off for to be still in the All-Ireland, you know, the Super 8s, playing at home. Their record isn't great in Castlebar, but I expect it to be absolutely manic there on Saturday night. And looking at what Donegal have done, and if Death's injury is, you know, if McBrearty's not playing, I fancy Mayo, and you know,
keep them.
You know, absolutely. There's, you know, after that, it can be anybody. And I would have fancied Donegal earlier, but I just think maybe some of the stuff has got up in them. And I just, you know, I think Mayo, you know, they're still chugging because they just haven't got, they're just not back to fluency there, you know, whether it's tiredness or whatever, they haven't played yet. But this is their time of the year. They come good normally in August. They come, you know, they start kicking into gear. They smell a bit of blood and, you know, they have enough experience. Whether they have enough scoring forwards is the question. You know, defensively, they're still as solid as they've always been.
Are they?
I think they are. I think they've leaked for sure a couple of scores, but I'm not sure whether defensively they've been shown up. I think they've been ran at, they've been beaten in other areas where they've been weaknesses. I mean, you mentioned the Kerry game. I mean, while our forwards scored 122, it was all midfield that was the platform. I mean, now you can say, well, that's the same. But Mayo would back their midfield against anybody. They would say, we dominate this. Any of the games that they were close in All Ireland, they won their midfield battles.
Right.
No, they're not. No, I think that may change as well, but, you know, I still fancy Mayo.
Darren, the injury situation maybe slightly does change things, particularly if McBrearty's a doubt. Owen Gallagher is obviously gone as well, and Mayo seem to be pretty confident that Paddy Durkin, Keith Higgins will be available, maybe Dermot O'Connor is available for 10, 15 minutes towards the end of the game. How are you weighing this up then? Like, is that a big factor?
I think it is, but at the same time, I think the game against Kerry will have brought Donegal on a good bit as well, because a lot of players came in and probably came in late and they had to make changes for the game, and they played very well. I've enjoyed watching Donegal all this year. I think over the next couple of years, like Kerry, they're going to be knocking on the door big time, but Mayo just aren't good at in Castlebar, and I can't see it. I actually expected them to do well in the league, and I thought they'd fall around this time because I just think it's going to catch up. And I can't get away from it. I've enjoyed watching Donegal. I just think the pace that they're playing at, the energy, and they have better footballers now than arguably when they won it. They have some good young lads coming on. I can't. The young lad that came on against Kerry, kicked two, one off the right, one off the left.
Gallen.
Yeah.
Like, Gallen, what, yeah. He's only 18 now.
Yeah. They have some super players coming through.
Like, they haven't a great record in Castlebar, but this is a do or die game. Mm. And I think all them games they lost, they were to Roscommon or to Galway in a Connacht semi-final or Connacht final. And at the end of the day, it's a disappointment. And we've been there, we've lost Blow and Parky Queeve. You shake it off pretty quickly. Or Mayo the next day, you've no idea. It'll be fortress. You do have an idea, of course, but it'll be a fortress the next day. And it's do or die stuff. And I don't think Mayo have given that performance yet. I think they were good for the last 7 or 8 minutes against Meath. They were awful across the way against Kerry. And I just think that this is the game. And like Pat, I'm on Mayo's side, because I think it's do or die. It's knockout. It's not a Connacht final or Connacht semi-final. It's do or die, and I think they'll be very hard to beat.
I just feel the analysis is irrelevant when it comes to Mayo and this time of the year, Sean. Yeah, that the little bit of magic kicks in. It'll be 74 minutes on the clock. Yeah. The teams will be level, and something will happen dramatic one way or another.
They love the Carrick Gunners, you know. They do. They love having you on your edge, you know. And most extraordinary supporters of all time. Mm. Extraordinary people. No matter how much. They still come back. They still come back looking for more. And I think the Meath match, whereas we may have died, but they definitely were impressive when they got going. And if they carried that through and they get the likes of Dermot back, who's an amazing player, O'Connor, an amazing player. He's like the heart of the team.
And I think he's the only. I think that's why Dublin, even with the whole imbalance in the dressing room, and if you were neck and neck on ability level with everybody else in the country, and you brought in a guy like Connolly and your morale went down, you could lose again. But I think their ability is so much kind of higher all over the pitch that even if he upsets the morale a bit, they're just still so physically powerful. They still make the right decisions for their teammates.
Why would you take the gamble?
I know.
Why would you take the gamble?
And it's hard to know until we actually find out what the beef was, because nobody will tell you the beef.
Yeah. How do we know there was any beef?
There has to be some beef. Just beef, spuds, gravy, the whole lot there.
Right, I'm done. I have a feeling here in good footballing country like Dr. Crowe's, the conversation is going to continue on once we go off air. But I want to thank everybody who's come along tonight here at Dr. Crowe's and given us such a brilliant welcome in Killarney this evening. Thank you all very much for coming along. My thanks as well. Thanks in particular to Super Value, who have been making this happen. My beautiful co-host, Kieran Donaghy. Our wonderful guests, Pat O'Shea, Sean Boylan, Margaret Lawler, who's still here as well, and Darren O'Sullivan. Our next Super Value show is just around the corner. In fact, next Wednesday, we're going to be in Achill. You're not invited.
I'd probably get a better reception.
Well,
you
probably would. Lee McHale, Willie Joe Patton, Damien Comer, who I'd say will get a warm welcome, all right. Many more names to be announced over the next few days. You can get your tickets for that one at offtheball.com/events. If you all want to come up to Mayo next Wednesday, you'll all be made more than welcome, including you, Kieran. Thank you very much. Safe home, everybody.